Welcome to the JJ Nickton Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. JJ Nickton Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with the Mount Pleasant Child Care Center Assistant Director Casey Phelps about the Child Care Center's first full month of business. Well, Casey, thanks for joining me today, and I know that you guys have been open over at the Mount Pleasant Child Care Center for just a little bit now. So when did you guys first open?
We first opened July 6th.
And how's it been going since then? You know, I know that with the start of new things, especially given the COVID-19 pandemic, it can be a little rough, it can be a little bumpy. So how have things been going at the start?
Well, you know, we have to really thank some local businesses in our area. And, you know, this was a community project with many local businesses that have participated in making everything just come together. You know, since our opening date, we have been having more and more kiddos being registered for our center, and things have been going pretty smoothly.
And how many kids currently do you have enrolled, and how many do you think are expected to be around come the school year?
So we are taking new registrations almost every day. We currently have 28 children in our facility right now. And when school starts, we have a good amount of kiddos either going to preschool or to kindergarten. And so we will have more openings. We have openings right now in all of our classrooms. So we take children from 6 weeks up until the age of, well, kindergarten. So 4 to 5.
And then how many of you are there on staff currently?
On a normal day, we have about 6 to 7 staff members. Now, we have a lead teacher in each of our classrooms, and then depending on ratio, we'll have an extra staff in that room. And right now, our largest room is our toddlers, so we normally have 3 staff in that room.
Has there been anything in particular that has gone well for you guys ever since the start of the opening? You know, smooth transitions or anything like that?
Something that's gone really well. So, as you mentioned earlier, with COVID-19, a lot of our kiddos that are coming to the daycare, I mean, this is a new place for everyone. But a lot of our kiddos that have been coming, they've never been in a daycare setting before. And so, something that's been really well is that our staff has been welcoming to the parents, but also the children, and making everyone just feel welcome here.
And then counter to that, has there been any particular challenges that you guys have faced, whether that be in regards to the COVID-19 pandemic or to just opening up a new location in general?
This child care center is brand new to our community, and so some of the challenges are, for us, Amy and myself, just getting things running and finding that system that's going to be working best for everyone. And, you know, we want to have a really strong communication between not only us with our staff, but also us with the parents of the children that are enrolled here. Yeah, so we're working on that. And other than that, things have been going pretty good.
And then is there anything in particular you guys are really looking forward to in the future? Anything you're really wanting to kick off or wanting to continue to dive deeper into the future?
Yeah, so one thing that we're looking forward to is just getting up and going and spreading our wings. And so eventually we would like to set up a before and after school program, because like I mentioned before, right now we're taking up to the age of 4. So we have 4 and 5-year-olds. We would like to open that up and have the kids come before and after school. We're also looking forward to just completing our building with the construction, having that completely done, and having our center up and running fully.
And then continuing to build on the after-school program just a little bit, what would that entail? Like, what was the vision that you guys had for a program like that?
So in Mount Pleasant right now, there is a need for an after-school program for children. And so what we are hoping is that we are just able to help out the parents in our community and have a safe spot for their school-age kids to come to.
That's been today's J.J. Nicktin Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Mount Pleasant Child Care Center Assistant Director Casey Phelps talking about the Child Care Center's first full month of business. J.J. Nicktin Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.